Good morning, LFU. Got it, match day, and doesn't it feel fantastic? It feels amazing, doesn't it? 2 weeks of the international break are done and dusted, and we're back to the usual Leeds United routine, and I can't wait for 3 p.m. today. I'm buzzing. So this is Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We've got all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. So, it's Fulham away today. Let's hope London does not scare us this time like the bad omen it has been in the past couple years. I mean, to be fair, recently has it been? I know we had a problem with it a couple years ago, but nevertheless, it's London. I don't like London, and I don't think Leeds like London as well, especially the players, because we never seem to win. Anyway, we're formatting it a bit differently. We'll be talking about all the pre-match soon, but first, we've had a full week go by. Let's see what's been happening with Leeds United this week. And to be fair, it's just been the international break. International break watch. So we had Gruev Rodon. Well, Rodon sort of went out on international break, but he didn't really because he got a concussion. So, Gruev, Rodon, James, Darlow, Bijol, Goodmanson all went out on loan. Not out on loan. God, they didn't go out on loan. That'd be terrible if we did that already. They went out on international break, so I did a little bit of searching. And by a little bit of searching, I mean I went on SofaScore to see how well they did. I wasn't sat there watching the games. Got better things to do than watch Wales, Kazakhstan in my spare time. So Gruev, let's start off with him. So of course he's been playing for us recently because of injuries in our midfield, which have just absolutely shafted us. But Gruev kicked lumps out of Lamine Yamal, fell out with his manager, played with a knock. The president of the Bulgarian FA forced the manager to play him. What more can I say? What an international break Ilya Gruev has had there. That's absolutely fantastic. Stuff of dreams. However, the results, they weren't really that great. So he played a full 90 minutes against Spain with a 6.7 rating. However, he did lose 3-0. So, not the greatest. And in his second game, he was subbed on in the second half against Georgia in a 3-0 loss with a 7.2 rating, which was actually the highest rated Bulgarian player. So they surely must have played okay. So yeah, not a bad break from Gruev. I mean, he did concede 6 goals in 2 games, but he's a midfielder. That's not really his role, is it? And Rodon came back with concussion, so he did not play any international games. Daniel James, however, came off the bench in a 1-0 win against Kazakhstan with a 6.5 rating. And started in a 1-0 loss against, you're not going to believe this, a 1-0 loss against Jesse Marsh's Canada. That's right, Jesse Marsh's Canada. We seemingly can't get away from him. The old players of the past can't get away from Jesse Marsh. But yes, a 1-0 loss against Canada, wow. And he had a 6.6 rating in that. I think that's kind of summing up Dan James at the minute. He was amazing in the championship. He was amazing. But he's not really cutting it in the Prem at the minute. And I think that's damaging his confidence because there are two shocking sides there. And he only got a 6.6 rating as his highest one. Canada and Kazakhstan. Wales are surely as good as them. And I know Daniel James could definitely start for Kazakhstan. And he could definitely start for Canada as well. So I want to know what's going on there. I want to know what's going on. Next, another Welshman. We had 3 Welsh players out on international duty. Could have been 4, but of course, Ampadu is injured, sadly. So that wasn't happening anytime soon. So Carl Darlow started in a Wales 1-0 win over Kazakhstan with a 7.4 rating. Oh, Carl Darlow. What a goalkeeper. And he was benching the loss against Canada. He's gone through that international break with a 90 minutes played and getting a clean sheet. And he's most likely going to be starting today. However, we'll talk about that later on. But yeah, Carl Darlow, absolutely stunning performance from here. The man of the international break as it stands for Leeds United. We'll move on to Bidjol, who probably didn't have the greatest international break. I have to say, I was a bit like, oh my days, what is going on? I thought he was supposed to be half decent when I saw these results. So Bidjol played a full 90 against Sweden in a 2-2 draw with a 6.5 rating. So he must have been at fault for some of those goals to get a 6.5 rating. And even worse, he played another full 90 against Sweden in a 3-0 loss. A 3-0 loss with a 6.2 rating. And Gabriel Gudmundsson was playing in that game for Sweden as well. Bidjol, what's going on, mate? What's going on? I thought you were supposed to be this cracking centre-half. And your highest rating was a 6.5, averaging a 6.3, 6.4 rating. God, you must have been shocking. Definitely not starting on the weekend then. And then Gudmundsson, his fellow man in defence, who he actually played against in the game against Sweden. So Gudmundsson played a full 90 at left centre-back and a three-back in a 2-2 draw against Slovenia with a 7 rating. So they conceded 2 goals. However, still managed to pull through with a 7 rating. He must have had a decent game. And that's very interesting, seeing him play as a left centre-back. I wonder if he could be able to do that to for Leeds if we're short on men. And then he proceeded to play left centre-back again, to my surprise, in a 2-0 loss to Kosovo with a 6.8 rating. So it's a bit disappointing that you lost 2-0 to Kosovo, because they probably were one of the worst teams that all the Leeds United players faced in this international break. But he did all right. I think, no, Carl Darlow goes home as the man of the international break. And I think he might get rewarded with a start. But like I said, we'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, there you go. That's what happened on the international break. Watch, I have to say, not convincing. Ilya Gruev conceded 6 goals. Joe Rodon got a concussion. Dan James got subbed, came off the bench in a 1-0 win. And in a game that he started, he lost. Darlow did good. Bidjol conceded 5 goals as a centre-back, and Gudmundsson conceded 4 goals. Well, I'll tell you what, they're being all right defensively for Leeds. Let's hope they don't carry that international form over here. And one thing I wanted to talk about, it's not really Leeds United related. However, West Ham have done something absolutely amazing for their game against Tottenham. They're banning half and half scarves or anything which has the West Ham club badge and the Tottenham club badge on it as well. What a fantastic idea that is. That is a great idea. We really need to employ that over games this season. In no way there should be a Leeds Man United half and half scarf, a Leeds Chelsea half and half scarf. That should not be happening. To be fair, I'm against half and half scarves in general. I'm happy for a ban on them. I'd happily ban half and half scarves. I think they're a disgrace to the game. And when you see people wearing them, I just can't help but think to myself, oh, the game's gone. The game's gone, isn't it? It's annoying. Hate half and half scarves. We need to follow in the footsteps of West Ham and ban them. Ban them for good. We've also had some other Leeds news over the international break. And there are rumours we're going to be signing, not a player, but a set-piece coach, which is fantastic news. It's great news, isn't it? Because we've signed all these tall players. Let's use them. Let's put them to bloody good use. And in his presser, don't mean to spoil anything, he wants to stay secret about his set pieces as well, meaning we're going to surprise them. Well, I'll tell you what, and I think everybody else in the LFU will agree with me on this one, get Stack off them. Let's get Anton Stack off set pieces. Get him in the box. He's like 6'4", 6'5", and we will be absolutely flying on set pieces. Absolutely flying. It could be the saviour of our season if we sign a set piece coach. We might become insane. It will feel like an £100 million signing. Honestly, Season defining, if you ask me. Season defining. It's a great idea, and hopefully we have actually signed one because it'd be fantastic. Right, Fark Presser, let's get into the pre-match talk now. Enough of this week in Leeds United. Let's talk about what is happening today, what we think is going to happen, and what Fark said in his press conference on Thursday. Some other things are being announced as well, including a definite starter, two definite starters actually, which is pretty interesting. So let's get the annoying stuff out the way. When I mean annoying stuff, I'm talking about injuries. So Perry is out. Yes, Perry is out for two games at least. God, why does he have to be out? I mean, I know some people might say his kicking's horrendous, but as a goalkeeper, he's fantastic. That's so annoying, that one. Nemeter and Pirro are doubts for today's game. And as well as that, Okafor is back with Ampadu and Tanaka 50-50. So Ampadu and Tanaka are 50-50 for the week for today. And Okafor is back training and fit and healthy. So could we see Okafor start? Are we going to see a surprise of Ampadu and Tanaka wriggling their way back into the team? Nemeter and Pirro could play as well, but it's annoying that Perry's going to be out. So that definitely confirms one of the starters, which will be Carl Darlow. That takes to the lineup hint. So that probably means DCL will play. He will be playing. And he backs Harrison and Brendan. That's what he said in his interview. He's going to be backing Harrison and Brendan. So could we see Jack Harrison and Brendan Aaronson start? I hope not. But that's what he said in his presser, so it wouldn't surprise me. He trusts Carl Darlow. That's basically him saying, Carl, you're starting on the weekend. So there you go. And reports did actually come out that DCL is definitely starting. He's going to have his first start today against Fulham, which is going to be exciting. Let's see if he can play like he did like in lockdown. It was in lockdown where he was really good, or like just a season before. Go on, Dominic. Get that form back, please. Get that form back for Leeds United. He also says the team is in great spirits, which is just what you want to hear. The team's in great spirits. I'll be in great spirits. And hopefully that means that LFU will be as well. And then, of course, I don't mean to bring everything down, all these positive vibes that I've just built up. I don't mean to make them crash down again. Of course, he was asked about the transfer window, which I think, to be fair, it's what we wanted to talk about. I think it's what everybody wanted to talk about. What's happening? What happened in the transfer window, Fark? So this is what he responded with. He said, he says you won't hear one bad word from him about deadline day. Not a single bad word. He also told us that he reads the comments and he's actually shown the players these comments and told them to use it as motivation. Use it as motivation, which I quite like. I quite respect Fart for doing that because hopefully it ignites a fire in these players' bellies where, you know, they're going to be wanting to fight for every ball because that's what we need. That's what we need in these games, especially like today against Fulham. We need points. We're away from home. Let's get a draw. Let's get our fight on. And let's hope we can take something away from it. He said he's fortunate to work with the players he's had. He has, which is, you know, kind of him probably saying, I'm content, even though he did say before the transfer window shut, he wants some new players. But it's interesting him saying that. I'm quite surprised he didn't complain, but that he can't really because it's not like they can go and sign someone. And he says the Fulham game is his only priority, as well as fighting to stay in the Premier League, which is good to hear. So some quite convincing stuff from Fart there. I think he handled the press conference quite well, you know, deflecting that transfer window nonsense that was that deadline day. He's done a good job there. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Daniel Fark saying that he's fortunate to work with the players that he has. So maybe he is going to do something. Maybe he has got the players he wants. And I like the idea of using the comments for the players to use as motivation. But there was his pre-match press conference. interesting stuff, some lovely takeaways to take from it, and especially some hints for today's lineup against Fulham, which, by the way, since when were lineups coming up like an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff now? Like, I remember waiting like an hour before kickoff when I was at the Everton game for the Leeds lineups to come out. And then next thing you know, I load up Twitter, load up Instagram, and the lineups are there. And I was thinking, hang on a sec, what's the time? Surely it's not an hour before already. But no, an hour and 15 minutes before. I've just clocked that, which is a bit strange. I just thought I'd say that. But yeah, there we go. Daniel Farke press conference done and dusted in the books. Can't wait for next week's, especially after a win against Fulham. Anyway, starting 11 for the Harry Wilson derby, of course, because they snubbed us. Fulham snubbed us. Harry Wilson should be playing in whites for Leeds United, not Fulham. But Ayo, let's try and get custody of him back. So, who'd I go for in the starting 11 lineup? So, I do Darlow, Goodmanson, Strike, Rodon, Bogle. I think the back line picks itself, and Darlow's obviously starting because we're not playing Melier. Let's be honest here. We aren't going to be playing Melier as our starting goalkeeper, especially after Farke doesn't deem him good enough. So there's no chance that's happening. And this is if they are fit and they're not doubted and it's not 50-50. I'd personally go for Ampadu, Tanaka, Stack. That's our best midfield, I think. And the front three, I've gone for Okafor, Mecha, and Nonto. I think that'll be a solid front three, but of course, Nemecha might not be playing, which might be a bit of a pain because I really do like Nemecha, so I'd love if he could play. And what I think it will be, this is what I think Daniel Farke will end up laying out on the pitch. So backline exactly the same. Darlow, Goodmanson, Strike, Rodon, Bogle. Like I said, it picks itself. It's been very good. Perry ain't playing because he's injured, of course. Midfield, this is where I change it up. Gruev, Longstaff, and Stack. I think he'll start with that midfield three. Longstaff did very well against Newcastle. He sort of earned himself a start. And of course, we know Daniel Farke doesn't really like rushing players back into the team. Unless your name is Ampadu, of course, because we've seen him do that before. But he doesn't like rushing players back into the team. So I think, although our best midfield is Ampadu, Tanaka, and Stack, I think Longstaff, especially after Newcastle, has probably earned a right to start. And Gruev. Farke just seems to love Gruev for some reason, which I'll never be able to wrap my head around. And then front three, this is where it changes up a bit. Nonto, DCL, but DCL is definitely going to be starting. Definitely going to be starting, so there's no question about him not playing. And I've said Aronson. I think Farke could start Aronson. And the reason why I think Farke could start Aronson is because the way he was praising him in the press conference, he is backing Aronson and Harrison to death. To death. And it's starting to kind of worry me a bit. It's starting to kind of worry me. I'm starting to think Jack Harrison and Brendan Aronson may start a Premier League match for Leeds United within the near future. Could it be this one? Maybe. Maybe. It could be Fulham away. But for the LFU's sake and for my sake, let's hope that doesn't happen. And for Leeds United's sake, of course. So that's what I think Farke will go with. But I've also told you who I'd go for. So I'm going to take you onto my prediction now. And of course, I love being positive. I love being positive because we get enough bad with Leeds United. So it's nice to have a good bit of positivity sprinkled in there. So what do I think the scoreline for Fulham away is going to be? I think it'll be a draw because we just couldn't hit a barn door if we tried. Genuinely, we really couldn't. However, I do think we will score. I've gone for a 1-1 draw. If we don't score, it's a 0-0 draw. I just think our defence is actually okay this year. I've probably jinxed that so hard. But 1-1 draw, let's get a goal. They'll score as well. Come away from Craven Cottage with a point. I tell you what, that isn't bad. If that happened, I'd be absolutely buzzing. I'd be going through my Saturday night partying if we got a 1-1 draw. What a result would that be? What do you think it is, LFU? Because I'd like to hear your opinions. Probably put out a Twitter post asking for your score predictions for the Fulham game. Right, you've heard enough of me talking. He's back. He's back from, well, he's not back from the void, but he's going to be talking from the void where you happen to get amazing connection. So, we're going to go through to Dad for his wiser view. Let's go to the void. What does Dad have to say about the Fulham pre-match?
Right, son, I am missing you in the void, and I've had to take up coaching a local football team here just to pass the time. And it's amazing to hear the podcast and get all the information on Leeds United. So it's inspired me to teach this team here in the void Bielsa ball. So that is how we will be progressing the legacy of Leeds United out here. But Fulham play today and they play Leeds. And I'm sitting here thinking this is one of the games where we need a draw. Do I think we'll get one? I think it'll be tough, and we all know who we think will score against us if he's fit. But I don't know. I think we could actually get that draw. So I'm going to go for a 1-1, a 1-1 draw with Fulham. Anyway, got to get back to training. These guys need to know how to do murder ball. So I'm going to destroy a few of them out here in the void. Hope the podcast's going well. Here's to the Leeds Fan University, LFU. All is on we.
I'll tell you what. It's lovely to hear Dad's getting on well in the void and playing some Bielsa ball, teaching the people of the void Bielsa ball. God, I wish we had a bit of Bielsa ball now in the Premier League. That would be fantastic, but some good points there from Dad. And I tell you what, if you're a betting man, I wouldn't be shocked if Harry Wilson scores. So maybe put a couple quid on. It might be a decent return, and it's Leeds United. So it could be happening. We're going to be bringing back a feature that's going to be coming back in the next episode of Lad to Leeds, Lads pre-match podcast. It's going to be Merv. That's right. Mervin is coming back for the Match Day Awards, ranking players out of 10 after every single match day. I know, it's great. It's like everything's coming back. It's like Avengers Endgame where he snaps his fingers and next thing you know, everybody's back. Merv's coming back and I absolutely cannot wait for him to return to rate some Leeds United players. Right, that's all we got time for today. Hopefully, you're going to enjoy your match day. Hopefully, you enjoy the rest of your day. It's the first match day pod done and in the books for Fulham away. Make sure to follow social pages, Lad to Leeds, on Instagram and X. Let's hope for a Leeds United 3 points. Payback for them not letting us sign Harry Wilson. Let's batter them. Simple as that. So, whether you're travelling down to London, doing a beer run, to watch it at home, or even listen to it on the radio, hope you have a great match day, and let's hope for some 3 points, all right? Not even some 3 points. Let's just get 3 points, okay? And let's go get up that Premier League table. Have a great match day, LFU, and come on, Leeds!